Topic 3. Elevator accident. Read, listen, learn. That was really a nightmare.
Honey, what's up?
I was stuck between 15th and 16th floors on the elevator.
Oh, really? I know that telephone signal must have been shielded in the elevator shaft. So what did you do then?
I pressed the emergency button. And then I stayed in the elevator waiting for the rescue.
Did you panic at the time?
A little bit. But I know that the elevator isn't enclosed. At least, I wouldn't be smothered there.
Was there anyone else with you?
Of course. There are 6 other people in the elevator. They were so scared that someone even started crying.
So you mean that you were the only brave one there?
Yes. I have to call the property management.
For what? Complaining about what happened in the elevator?
Yes. They should check the elevator regularly. I have to give them something to remember about, and they should also equip fire extinguishers in the building.
That was just an accident. You are worried too much about it. I think the property management will check the elevator and improve their service from now on.
I know what you mean, but I'd better remind them again, and also remind them to repair the button in the elevator for the disabled people. That has brought the disabled people lots of inconvenience.
Okay. You are always so caring for all the people.
Recitation. That's really a nightmare. I came across an elevator fault today, but I didn't feel panic in the elevator, because I know that elevator is not the enclosed equipment, and I won't smother there. Instead, all people around me worried that so much, and some even cried. I think the best way is to stay calm. Crying can't solve the problem. Also, I have to call to remind the property management to check the elevator regularly.